This is WHYY's Morning Edition on 90.9. Good morning. It's 7:45. I'm Jennifer Lynn. One of the main river crossings between New Jersey and Pennsylvania, north of Philadelphia, is closed this morning and likely will not open for weeks. The Pennsylvania Turnpike Connector Bridge is accessible from the New Jersey Turnpike or from 276 and other routes on the Pennsylvania side. About 40,000 motorists rely on the thruway daily. Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission spokesman Carl DeFebo joins us now to talk about the situation. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Jennifer.
Carl, a complete fracture of a 14-inch steel truss or I-beam on the bridge was discovered late Friday. Who discovered it? How long was it there?
Well, it's uncertain how long it was there. It was discovered actually by a resident engineer for the New Jersey Turnpike Authority, and the engineer had been inspecting for a bridge painting project. It was discovered on the west shore or the PA side of the Turnpike Bridge.
And what could have happened if it went undetected?
Well, you know, it is an important structural component of the bridge, and certainly you characterize it. It was a complete crack of this key steel support component. It could have potentially been a catastrophic failure of the bridge, meaning a collapse. We luckily averted that, and the moment the fracture was detected, we took steps on both sides of the river to close the bridge and reroute the traffic.
And Carl, at this point, engineers and construction workers are assessing the break in the I-beam. You told me over the weekend, just yesterday, that just assessing the assessment phase may take weeks.
Well, it's the assessment, also the monitoring. What's really important, this was a structural component, as we mentioned. It's important to understand that it had an effect may have had an effect on much of the other structural components of the bridge. And so there's got to be a complete analysis, a monitoring, surveying of what's happening with the bridge. At the same time, we're trying to understand, what caused the fracture, what caused the crack in the beam, so that we can remedy that and move towards a more permanent repair.
So 2 weeks at the least, just looking at doing the analysis, and then what?
Well, then there's going to be some approach based on what the analysis uncovers. That approach is likely to take additional weeks, possibly a month. It's really difficult to say at this point. We've been characterizing it as saying the bridge is going to remain closed until further notice. This is really important, though, for the safety of motorists. Like I said, we've made some shoring repairs, just temporary repairs, and we're hopeful that there's not going to be a catastrophic failure of the bridge. Having said that, it's important to not be premature in getting traffic back onto the bridge.
The damage is on the Pennsylvania side of the bridge. The Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission and the New Jersey Turnpike Commission both oversee the bridge. Because of the location of the break, is this a Pennsylvania problem alone?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I don't know that discussion's even happened yet. We've been working very closely with the New Jersey Turnpike Authority on a solution. We do share costs on the bridge when it comes to maintenance, when it comes to painting, when it comes to inspections and other routine year-to-year tasks. Having said that, I don't know that we've had that discussion yet. I think the focus has really been mostly on ensuring the safety of the bridge, the detour for the motorists, and just, trying to maintain mobility in the region.
It's an inconvenience for thousands. Your advice to motorists today?
Well, we are advising motorists to seek alternatives to their daily commute, alternatives that may involve not crossing a bridge in a vehicle in that region. Think about transit. Think about possibly carpooling. If you have the ability, with your employer, I would consider either changing your work hours or possibly even working from home.
What's a likely scenario of who pays for this?
Well, it's going to get funded. It could be PA. It could be a combination between Jersey and PA. To be honest with you, we're really trying to focus on the technical correction, getting the bridge fixed, keeping people safe. Again, it's going to mean revenue loss for both Turnpike Commissions. It's going to have impacts to local municipalities and possibly local businesses. Again, it is going to have a cost, but hopefully the cost is not in the safety of the people in the region and commuters in the region.
Yeah, I'm hearkening back to when there was an issue in Delaware on 495, and I think that Delaware was able to receive some funds from the federal government. Is that a possibility?
It certainly is.
Okay. Pennsylvania Turnpike Commission spokesman Carl DeFebo, thank you for your time.
Thank you for having me on, Jennifer.
And for real-time conditions in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, drivers are encouraged to call 511 or go to paturnpike.com.